Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Chapter 10, Mi'raj. After his return from Taif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Mi'raj from Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa and from there to the seven heavens all in one night with his physical body and soul whilst he was awake. This journey is known as Mi'raj or Isra. It took place on the 27th night of Rajab. 10 years of prophethood had gone by and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had suffered many difficulties in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala then honored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by taking him for Mi'raj and lifted him to such a high level that even the greatest of angels were left behind. He was taken right up to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after which there is no higher rank. The incident in detail: one night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying down in the house of Ummu Hani radiallahu anha. He had just dozed off when the roof of the house suddenly split open. Through this gap, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam and other angels came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They woke him up and took him to Masjidul Haram. When he reached there, he went to the Hatim area and fell asleep. Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam woke him up again and took him to the well of Zamzam. There they laid him down and split his Mubarak chest open. They removed his blessed heart and rinsed it with the water of Zamzam. A tray full of Iman and wisdom was then brought to him. After placing this Iman and wisdom into his blessed heart, they put back the heart into its position and closed up his chest. They then stamped the seal of prophethood between his shoulder blades. This was a clear sign of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the last of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam. The Buraq was then brought before him. Buraq is an animal like a small horse. It was white in color and was so fast that one step would fall as far as the eyes could see, as its eye could see. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on this animal, it started jumping around. Jibreel alayhi salam scolded, "O Buraq, what is this?" To this day, not a single servant of Allah more honorable than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sat on you. The Buraq almost fell over in shame. It then left with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam also joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this animal. Subhanallah.